let us again get into the swing of the sugya. Let us again just see the Gemara from Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, five lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, kemachloikis beubrim, kach machloikis beivorim. Just like by ubrim, there's a machloikis chameir and the chachamim, and Rameir holds that the shchita does not help for the eiver. So kach machloikis the eiver of the ubur, kach machloikis beivorim. And he says, we hear in Tosfos that Rameir holds by ubrim shchita ois and nipple. We consider that the eiver of the ubur was neifel before the shchita, so the shchita can't be metaya the eiver of the ubur. Kach machlekes beivorim. So Rameir also holds that if there was an eiver medudul, we'll say shchita ois nipple. And we consider that the shchita will not be metayer the eiver, and the eiver will be an eiver min achayim. Rabbi Yochanan and the Chachamim hold that just by ubrim they hold shchita einei oisinipul, and the shchita helps and is metayer the eiver of the ubur. So an eiver medudu, the shchita will also be metayer an eiver medulda from a behemoth, and it won't be eiver min achayim. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, machloikes be'eiver de uber, the whole machloikes between Rameyer and the Chachomim is be'eiver de uber. There is a machloikes, avu be'eiver de behemoth, divrei hako, shchita ois nipu, and everyone holds the Chachomim are also made that the shchita will not be metayer the eiver hamedudo. Vehako shchita is a nipple. Omar Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina, my time with Rabbi Yochanan, alibe de Rabbonon. What is the time of Rabbi Yochanan, alibe de Rabbonon? Why does Rabbi Yochanan say that, Afilu the by Aver the Uber they hold Shchita Eine Oise Nipple, and the Shchita is Metair the Aver. And why by the Aver Amedudul they're Moide that Shchita Oise Nipple? So the Gemara answers, Hai Islei Takante Bechazore, Behol Eslei Takante Bechazore. That the Aver of an Uber is still considered Mechuber to the Aim. That if it's chayzer yodai toichaim, so the shchit will be matar afilu b'achile. So memele, so since islay takanta bechazoritz is considered part of the aim, so shchita ainei ois a nipple, and lamaise it is, and it is metaya the eva, because it is a chelik still of the aim and of the uber. If you shechts it, when the Aver is outside, so there's an Isar Achila, but it's still a chelik of the aim, it's still Nimtza B'mchitzus aim, that the Shchita should be metayered from Tumas Aver Minachai. Masha'enken an Aver Amadudu, which will never grow back, so it's not at all a chelik of the aim, so then I hold Shchita Ois and Nipple, and the shchita does not at all help for the eiver hamedudu. Meisvei, so the Gemara asks Akashe an Rabbi Yochanan. We learned in Abaraise, Omalem Rab Meir, loy imtira shchita streifa oisa ves eiver hamedudu bo. He says, Rab Meir had said that I can agree that a shchita could be metayer a treifa. Oisa, that means it can be metayer a treifa, vesa eiver hamedudu bo, and it can also be metayer an eiver hamedudu, dovo shegufo, because the shchita is being done in the behemah alone, so the shchita can be metayer the treifa, and it can also be metayer vesa eiver hamedudu bo, abo tetoyer esa uber, דבר שאין גופו, זאת שבמתאר, אובר דבר שאין גופו, it is not גופו, so that was Rameyer's Taine to the Chachomer. So the Gemara says as follows. So Bish Loimel Rab Shimon Ben Lokish, Shimon Ben Lokish said, Kemachloikis Beubrim Kach, Machloikis Beiborim, it's also Shver over here. Here Rameyer says that the Shchita is Metair and Abraham Medudu. So according to Rish Lokish, Lidivreyem Komalohu, Rameyer is speaking to the Chachomim. He's saying, no, I hold that Evorim Adum Yedubrim, but you differentiate. You say that Ashchita is Metair and Evor. So good that I can understand, be Masik, Abor and Uber, because that's Ashchita and the Gufa Beheime. But how could a Shchita Sa'im be Metair and Evor of an Uber? I personally hold that the Shechita can't be Metayer both. They're similar. And I hold Shechita Ois and Nipple, and we consider Keilu, the Eva was Nipple before the Shechita, and the Shechita can't be Metayer. So that's not Gefelech, the Loshen of Rameyer, that Rameyer is Nochis, that Shchita can help on an Eva Medudu, it means according to the Chachamim. Elo Rabbi Yochanan Kashe, according to Rabbi Yochanan Shver, Rabbi Yochanan says that everyone agrees that Shchita will not help for an Eva HaMedudu, the Chachamim Amoide to Rameyer. And here we see clearly that Rameyer mentions that Shchita could help for an Eva HaMedudu. So the Gemara is chayza from this pshat, ala yitma hochi yitma. Omar Rab Shimon ben Lokish, kemach loikis beubrim, kach mach loikis beiborim. In Rish Lokish, we hold the same like Rish Lokish said before. Kemach loikis beubrim, kach mach loikis beiborim. That means Rameya holds that Shchita is not metayer the eivor of an uber, and it's not metayer the Eva and Eva Hamedudel also. And he holds Shchita Isinipul. And the Chachamim holds Shchita Isinipul. We don't consider Kilo that Eva fell off before the Shchita, nor the Shchita's Metairet. So, Kemachlekes Be'evre, Abashokesh, Omar Abshemin Lokesh, Kemachlekes Bubrim, Kachmachlekes Be'evorim. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Rabbi Yochanan said, Machlekes Be'eva Dober. That what Rabbi Meir says, that Shchita Oisen Nipul, and the Shchita is not Metayer, that Tavke Eva Dober. Aber Be'eva de Beheime, Divrei Hakel, everyone agrees, ain't Shchita Oisen Nipul. Everyone agrees, ain't Shchita Oisen Nipul. Yeah. So Rabbi Yochanan was chayzer and fakert. Rameyer is also meide. Rameyer is also meide to the chachamim that a shchita begufo will be metar the evil hamedudu. Ama Rabbi Yosi be Rab Chanine maitaime the Rabbi Yochanan alibe the Rameyer. Why does Rabbi Yochanan hold according to Rameyer that a shchita will be metar an evil hamedudu? Even though we see it's not metayer an eiver of an uber, so hai gufa v'hai lav gufa. That's me, we're up to here, and now we'll go further. So we have here now the second memra of Rabbi Yochanan, that Rab Meir is also made that shchite einoi oisei nipul by an eiver hamedudu. Everyone agrees with this. Amar Rabbi Yitzchok bar Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Hakol Moedim, everyone agrees, means Tzai the Chachamim and Tzai Rabbi Meir agree, Shemise Oiso Nipul, that if the Behemah dies and there's an Eivor HaMedudu, so we consider the Eivor fell off before the Mise, and the Eva is not Tomei Tumis Nevele, the Eiver is Tamei Tumis Eiver Min Achai, which we'll see in Rashi the Nafkeminis. Hakel Moedim, so that means the Chachomim and Rameya agree. Shemisa Oisa Nippel. The Ein Shchita Oisa Nippel. And everyone agrees the Ein Shchita Oisa Nippel. That if the behemoth was geshachten, so the Eiver Amiduldul will be toil al yedei ashchita, and I don't consider keilu the Eiver fell off before the shchita. So we have here that there is that there's no machlokes. Say the chachamim, say the Meir hold that misa is a nipul, and the Eiver is Eiver min achai. The ein shchita is a nipul, and the Eiver is toil. So the Gemara first wants to clarify what is pshat in this memre. Bamai askinam. That what Omar Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef said b'shem Rav Yochanan, that ein shchita ois en nippel, everyone agrees. By what shchita are you speaking about? Ilema be'eva de uba. If you're speaking about be'eva de uba, and Ramei also holds that it's toil. Mifliqli, it is a machlokes. We had in the Mishnah. Ramei holds that it's a maganevela. The uber is a maganevela, so he holds the shchita is not metayer, the uber of the eiver sheyotza. Ella be'eiver, the behemoth. No, that what Rabbi Yochanan said, that everyone agrees that shchita Einoi oise nipple is speaking about Eva the Behema, that means an Eva hamedudu, that the Shchita will be Metaya the Eva, and it's not an Eva Minachai, it's toil, Ela Eva the Behema. Let us see Rashi, Hakel Moide. Rameya v'rabonon, shemisa oisa nippo. Everyone agrees shemisa oisa nippo. Evil hamedudu behema. Yet an eva hamedudu by a behema, umesa. And then the behema died. Hamisa mapeles oisa. So we consider al yedei hamisa that the eva fell off the behemoth before the misa, ve'enoi tome ke'ever min anevela, so it's not tome like an ever min anevela, elo ke'ever min achai, misa oisa nippel, so we consider that the ever was nofal mimeno before it became anevela, so this ever is an ever min achai. Ve'hefrish yesh b'neim, I and Eva Minachai is also metamik in Evela. So Rashi says, "Vefresh is benem the mina berbaroitev Eva Minachai." If you have an Eva Minachai, which is an avatume, bosor hapeirish mimenu toyer is toyer, and that means the Eva in its bishlei musa bosor gidem batzomeis is an avatume. If you take boso hapeirish mimenu toir, the einu metamei elikshu eiver sholem, boso gidim vatzomets. So if you say misa oisa nipple, so we consider this eiver fell off the nevela before it became a nevela, before it died. So this is an eiver minachai. So, bishleimusa, it's an avatome. You'll cut off the bosa. It is toyer. It's not, it's a bosa minachai is not metame. Eiver nevela, if you have an eiver from a nevela, kizayis mimenu, tome avatome. So, memele, Rabbi Yochanan is saying, hakel moidim, shemisa oisa nipple, that the eiver is an eiver minachai, and therefore the bosa is not istoyer, is not metame. It's not an eiver minachai, and it's not besar nevela. Gemara had asked, now what, that what Rabbi Yochanan says, Shchita einay oise nipple, where is it speaking about? If it's speaking about Eva do uber mifil privi, Rameyev Rabbonim b'shchita. So it's speaking about an Eva hamedodo. Frag the Gemara. So now the Gemara is going to ask Akasha on this memra of Rabbi Yochanan. He says, Rabbi Yochanan said there's a mutual agreement between Rabbi Yochanan, Rameir and the Chachomim, by an Eivar HaMedudul, that Misa Oysen Nippel, and the Eivar is an Eivar Minachai, and Shchita Einei Oysen Nippel, and the Eivar is Toil Lagamri by an Eivar HaMedudul. Fragte Gemara, what is the Chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan? Misa Tonina, Shchita Tonina. I mean, these are often the halachas that Misa Oisenipul and Shchita Einei Oisenipul. Now the Gemara is going to elaborate. Misa Tonina. Now we learned as follows: Misa HaBehema. If the Behema died, and there was Bosso Hamedudu. We're speaking about a Behema died, and there was Bosso Hamedudu, and there was an Eva Hamedudu. So it says as follows: Habosso Tzorich Hechsher. The Bosso needs Hechsher. That means if you want to be, it should be Mekabel to me. Now, this is not too big of a chiddush, whatever we hold, but we're saying that Abosso Tzorech Hechsher, let's say if we say Misa Oisa Nippul, so we consider the Bosal HaMedudul fell off, the Bosal HaMedudul fell off before the Behemoth died, so it's not an availer, so it's Bosal, for Kabbalah Stume, Abosso Tzorech Hechsher. Fine. Ve'ever metamei mishum ever minachai, and the ever is metamei mishum ever minachai, ve'in metamei mishum ever minavel. So we divrei Rameya. So we see clearly that Rameya holds. We see clearly that Rameya holds that misa oise nipul. Let us see Rashi. Misa tanina da oise nippo. Shrita tanina da oise nippo. We learned as follows. Mesa ha behema shahoyu bo eivar ubosar midudol. There was a behema that when it was alive it had an eivar midudol, which means it will not heal. Ubosar midudol. Eivar bifnei atzma, ubosar bifnei atzma. Mishnehi ba'or vahorait. Habosor tzorich hechsher mayim, shim yiga betume. Let's see the shita mekabetzah says gimel, shim yiga betume yikableno, it'll be mekabel tume. The misa oisei nipple, the misa makes that it is not besar nevela, we consider keilu the bosor fell off before the behema died. Vahavalei bosor minachai shehu toyer milatame. So now there's no tuma on it. So for kabbalah's tuma, you'll need hechsher. Asoich dibur. That's the end of this dibur hamasr. Umasrul hadibur umetame mishum eva minachai. This is going on the eva. The Eivar is metame mishum Eivar minachai, that shabosar hapoyres mimenu toyer. If you'll be poyresh bosar from this Eivar, the bosar will be toyer. Hasayv dibo. Umaschel adibo, ve'ene metame mishum nevela. But this Eivar is not metame mishum nevela. She bosar hapoyresh mimenu, now go back to Rashi, tomei. Bishum the misa oisa nipple, and here Rashi translates what nipple means. כמי שנגמרה נפילוסו, כמי שנגמרה נפילוסו קודם שמייסו. We consider כאילו this evil fell off before the behemoth died. So, דברי רמיה, this is what רמיה holds. So we have here an often a baraisa, that רמיה holds that מיסה אויסה ניפול, the בוסר is not פסר נבלו, the איבר is not an איבר מן הנבלו, it's איבר מן החי. So we see clear רמיה holds מיסה אויסה ניפול. ולקה דפולי גלי במיסה אויסה ניפול, There's no machlokes in this. El Rab Shimon metayek toni yos mekmini la pluk tachiti. Avol Rabbonon, badi loy pligi alei. The Rabbonon are not choylik. Avol gav the pligi alei b'shchite, even though by shchite the choylik, by the shchite, by the eva min ha'uber, v'omri ein oisei nippel, that the eva du'uber, But by the behemoth, they are moide that misa oisa nipple by. Dora meya nami shchita ein oisa nipple be behemoth svirleke rabona. Because we'll soon see that by the behemoth, by an eva hamedudu, Rab Meya holds, he holds shchita ein oisa nipple. Va'av alpikein Rab Meya says misa oisa nipple. So mamela, So there's no svara to say. So even the behema gufa, they all agree shchita ein oisei nippel. So in the behema alone they agree. But after Pekin Rameya says misa oisei nippel, so kida before shvaza because in the nachin the misa moidi. So the emerson, I think that the tanina what we asked by misa tanina. I think Rabbi Yochanan was just moisif that the Chachamim are moide with this cheshbon that Rashi says. Mehechi teisi the Chachamim should be choylik and Rameya. If Rameya holds shchita oisen, eini oisen nipple. So they agree by shchita. Vavol pikein, he holds misa oisen nipple. So the Chachamim will be moide misa oisen nipple. Now, so the Gemara asks for them. So Shchita Nami Tanina. We learned also enough of the memory of Rameya that Shchita Einoi Oisa Nipple. That means that when you shecht the behemoth, I don't consider Keilu the Eva fell off before the Shchita, and it's an Eva Minachai, now you say the Eva is Toyer. So we learned enough in the Baraisa. Shchita Nami Tanina, Nishchata, if you shechta the Behema, Nishchata Behema, Hukshiru Bidomeho, so the Eva became Hukshir with the Dmei HaShchita. That means that, so he's saying a mouthful over here. He's saying, number one, the shchita helps on the basar, that the shchita helps on the basar, it's geschachtene basar, number one. And number two, the dam shchita is machshir the basar hamedulduh, so it will be mekabel tuma without a new hechshir, because the dam shchita is machshir the basar hamedulduh. Divrei Rab Meir, that's what Rab Meir holds. Rab Shimon Oima loy hechshiru. Now, so here we see that Rab Meir says that in the Gemara understood that we're speaking about two things. We're speaking about Basar HaMedudu and Eber HaMedudu. And Rameyer says that both of them, that's how the Gemara understood, that both of them become, do not need Shchite, they don't need Hechshe, the Mekabel Tume, so the Dmei HaShchite. Now, if Rameyer is saying that the Eiver is Mekabel Tume, so we see he holds Shchita, Einai Oisi Nipple, because of Shchita Oisi Nipple, so the Eiver will be an Eiver Minachai, and some Mekabel Tume, it's an Eiver Minachai that's Metame like an Avela. So we see here that Rameya holds that Shchita Einai Oisi Nipple. So why do you need the Memra of Rabbi Yochanan? Zakte Gemore, Imeahi, Hava Amina, I would say, my Hukshiru Abosso. If without Rabbi Yochanan saying that Rabbi Meir holds Shchita, Einai Oisei Nipple, I would say Rabbi Meir holds Shchita Oisei Nipple. And the Eiver does not need Hechsher, the Eiver is an Eiver Minachai. That what Rav Meir said, that Hushiru Bidomeo, speaking about the Bosar HaMedudu. Now, the Bosar HaMedudu, I feel you hold Shchite Oisenipu. So the Bosar HaMedudu is not an Avatume. The Bosar HaMedudu could be Mekabel Tume. So without Rabbi Yochanan telling us Pshat and Rav Meir, I would say Rav Meir holds that Shchita Oisei Nipple. And the Eiver Minacha, and the Eiver HaMedudu is an Eiver Minachai, and it doesn't need Hechsher. That what Rav Meir said, that Nishchita Behema Hukshiru, that it needs Hechsher, is speaking about the Bosar HaMedudu. So the Gemara, what's again the Gemara? Ima hi hava mine, mai hukshiru abosom. But the Eiver is stuck an Eiver minachai because shchita oise nipple. Frag the Gemara, vaho hukshiru ktoni. How could you say that without Rabbi Yochanan, I would think that hukshiru is only going on the bosom, and the Eiver is an Eiver Minachai because Shchita Oisei Nipple, he said, Aloshin Rabim. He started talking about an Eiver and Abosa. Abosa Medudu and Eiver Medudu. First he spoke about Mise. Then he spoke about Shchita. And he says, Hukshiru. Both of them become Mukshir through the Dmei Ashchita. So you see the Eiver also needs Hechsher, and it's Hukshir through the Dmei Ashchita. So Kochoch, he's saying that the Eiver is not an Eiver Minachai. He's saying, Shchite, Einai Oisei Nipple, and that's why he has to tell us that the Eiver is Mekabel Tume to the Dmei Ashchite. Because it says a Loshen Rabbin. So the Gemara says, Mao de Teima. No, without Rabbi Yochanan, I could learn a different pshat in Rameya. I could say that Rameya holds Shchita Oisei Nipple, and the Eiver is an Eiver Minachai, and the Eiver Zicha doesn't need Hechsher. He says that Hukshiru, after the Shchita Hukshiru, what's the Loshen Rabbi? He's going on two types of bosar. One bosar hamedudul hapoirish mina behemah, vechadle bosar hapoirish mina eivah. And he's telling us the bosar hapoirish mina eivah, because even though the eivah is an eivah minachai, but the bosar hapoirish mina eivah is not an Eiver Minachai, and that could be Mekabel Tume. She's coming to tell us that the Bosar HaPoiresh Mina Eiver is Hukshir through the Dmei Ashchita. But the Eiver itself could be, he holds Shchita Oisei Nipple, and the Eiver is an Eiver Minachai. Let us see Rashi before we go further. Hukshiru bidomeo. Here it says that it's Hukshir bidomeo shchita, lekabel tumas oichlin, and the Gemara have me learned Hukshiru goes, sign the Eiver, and sign the Bosar HaMedudu. Alma svira lei, so we see clearly that Chameya holds, ein behem tumas atzmon ke'eva min achai. That we see that Rameh holds the able, if it has to be, needs actually to be kabul tum, it's not an able minachai. The shchita yilahem. Afilu le Rameh, the polig be'eval the uber, but an eval hamedudul, he holds that it's hushar. Now, Rav Shimon says, loy hushiru, from the domin, from the dmei ashchita, utzrichen hechsher achel le kabul tum. And what is the svore of Rav Shimon? The kesavar ein beheme nasis yad le'ever lohovi hechsher oleho. That means the dmei ashchita is machshir the beheme. The beheme was geshach. So the dmei ashchita is machshir the beheme. We have here an ever hamedudu, which is hanging on. Here an evil amedulda which is hanging on to the behemoth. So this is not the behemoth. This is not the behemoth. So the Rameya held that the hechsher of the behemoth helps for the yad because for the evil because the behemoth becomes a yad for the evil to be mashered. It's a concept just like this. A yad that is maybe a satume. There's a yad that's maybe as a hechsher. So the behemah is considered a yad to the eiver. So Mamela Rameyah held that the eiver became mukshel lekabel tumah through that the behemah became mukshel lekabel tumah. Rav Shimon doesn't hold that. To say that the behemah is a yad for the eiver, that we don't say. Al koponim, we see here clearly from Rameyah, that Rameya holds and needs Hechsher. And the Gemara, the Havmini held that Hechsher goes Sai on the Bosar HaMedudu and Sai on the Eva HaMedudu. So we see the Eva HaMedudu is not an Eva Minachai. So we see Shchita Eine Yoyse Nippu. So the Gemara says no. Without Rabbi Yochanan, you could learn a different shot. Imahi Ava Mine. I would think like Rish Lakish. Ki heiche de poligrameye be'eve de uber, polignami be'eve de beheime. De schita ois in nippel. Rameye hold schita ois in nippel, and the eva hamedudus an eva me mechai. Umetame ki eva minachai. It's metame like an eva minachai. Umay hukshiru, de mashme de eim bem tumas atzmon. It seems that doesn't have an atzmisi ketume, ni tershe lekabotum, abosa koma. Going on the bosom. The nami sviralon shchita is in nipple. Afu you say the shchita does not on the bosom. Havale bosom apirish minachai. Vitoir, it doesn't have any tuma on it. Ilkeritzerech. Some mele, it's saying that bosom hamedudo became mukshe through the dmei ashchita. Ilkeritzerech the Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Without Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, I would assume Shater Ameire is only going on the Bosar HaMedudu. V'ha'ukhshiru loshin Rabim koma. So you see clearly he's going on the Eiver. So you see clearly that Rameire holds that Shchita ain't Yosef nipple and the Shchita is matter the Eiver. So the Gemara says, no, without Rabbi Yochanan, I would say different Shah. I would say, Chad, the Hukshu is going on two types of Bosar. Chad le Bosar ha-Peirish min ha-Behime. Shahoya medudu ba-Koydem Shchite. Kediktoni, we learned ha-Iva va-Bosar ha-Medudolim be-Behime. V'chad le Bosar she-Yifroish min ha-Iva. The second Hukshu is going, you were Peirish the Bosar from the Iva la-Acha Shchite. That means you shechted the Behime. The Eiver is an Eiver Minachai, and you will now cut off the Bosa from the Eiver, and it's coming to tell us, now this Bosa does not have a Tumah of Eiver Minachai, so this Bosa is Toil, so now it's coming to tell us that this Bosa was Mukshel, Lekabel Tumah al Yedei Dmei Ashchita. That's without Rabbi Yochanan. Now let's get back to the Gemara. Fragt die Gemara, ומאי אומה דהי מהי. Now, if you're only speaking about בוסר מן החי, so why this is also the בוסר מדודו is בוסר מן החי, the בוסר from the עבר is בוסר מן החי. So why does he have to say two chidushim that the Dmei Ashrita is marshal the Bosser HaMedudu, the Dmei Ashrita is marshal the Bosser from the Eva Minachai? I mean, it's poshit. I mean, what's the difference? My Umay, the Hai, my Hai. Zog the Gemara, Salke Daitach Amine. I could think, Hoyul Umetamei Tumech Amure Agav Ovid. Since this Bosser Minachai, before you were cut off the Bosser from the Eiver, so this Bosser Minachai is a chelik of an Eiver Minachai, and it's an Avatume. So it had a history of a Tume Chamure. We'll see Rashi Bik Zanad Rash, that something that's Oymetev a Tume Chamure does not need Hersher Mayim. So this is the Chiddush. This is the Chiddush of Rameya, that it does need Hersher, and the Hersher helps. Let us see Rashi. Chad lebosar apoyrish min abeheime, shoyim medudu bo koydem shchite, Zitoni Eva va Bosor Hamadudolim Bebheimet, that Bosor Nikud be Shchita Oise Nipple, and it doesn't help on the Nevela, and the Eva. And that what it says, that it needs, in some middle of the Eva, is an Eva Minachai. That what it says, that the Dmei Ashchita is Machshir, Hushiru, one is going on Bosor Hamadudu, וחד לבוסר שיפרש מן העבר להחשחית. And the other is going on the בוסר that was נפרש from the עבר להחשחית. That means that we're saying שחיתה could be, without רב יוחנן, I would say שחיתה עושה ניפו, and the עבר is an עבר מן החי, and then he cut off from this עבר the בוסר. So that's what he's telling us. This bosser needs hechsher lekabel to malach shchita. Umay ume the bosser ha'poyrish min ha'ever mi ha'poyrish min ha'beimet yitzach lemisnai. So what is the difference? You tell me that the mei shchita is marsher the ever. The mei shchita is marsher the bosser ha'medudu, and the mei shchita will be marsher the bosser ha'poyrish min ha'ever. Sal kedai tachamin hoyel ve'im ha'ever metamei odem kenevelam. Since together with the ever, before you cut off the bosso, so the bosso was one unit together with the ever metamei odem kenevelam. It's an avatume. Eime. So even though after you cut off the bosso and he has no more tumis ever minachai because it's not an ever anymore. I would think, this bosser is unique, and you don't have to be machshed the kabel tume. The kabel tume soichlum beloy hechshed. It's a kabel tume soichlum without hechshed. Why? We'll see soon. Kamash malon, that no, it needs hechshed. And hochshed bedamer, the boy hechshed. V'naf gemino. So let's think a minute. I would think it doesn't need Heksha. Kamash Balon, it doesn't need Heksha, but it's Hukshah. So, it means, but what's the Lamai Nafkamina? If it doesn't need Heksha, if it was Mukshah, but Lamai, it's Mukshah. So Rashi says, Nafkamina, Lahecha, Dinechtach, Kol Ha'eva, Koidim Shchita. What happens if you cut an Eva before Shchita? So now there's no Dmei Shchita that could be Marsha. Lehukshah B'damel. So that means I would have thought that since when it was an Eva Minachai, it's Metame Tume Chamures, I would think now the Bosso doesn't need Hechsher. Is it that it's coming to tell us the boy Hechsher? Now, what is the Chiddush? Now, Rashi gives us some light to understand the Chiddush. Vashmi'ina. The aval gav the kaimulam b'meseches nida. We have a whole parsha in the Torah that speaks about the yipar mayim al zera, hechsher av zroi. Ma zroim shein soifon letamei tume chamure. That means all eichlim need hechsher. All eichlim need hechsher. So why did the Torah specify Zroim? Why did Torah specify Zroim? Vashmeina. So the Gemara makes a drash. Ma Zroim shein soifum letamei tume chamure. Zroim are an entity, are a machol that will never become an avatume. Vatzrich an hechsher. So everything that does not have a potential of being metame atume chamure needs hechsher. Prat lenivlas oif toyer. You had a oif toyer that died is an avela. Now an oif toyer that died is not metame. It's only metame bebeis ablia. You touch it, you're not tame. So this niblas oif, it's metame chidish, it's metame when you swallow it, it's metame bebeis ablia. So now, what will be if a sheretz will touch this niblas oif toyer? And it wasn't mukhshir, no mayim fell on it. Will it be mekabel tume, yes or no? So the Lord says it will be mekabel tume. Because we learn out what needs hechsher mayim, only zroim, which never have a potential to become an avatume. A nivlas oif toyer has a potential to become an avatume. If someone will swallow it, it's not dum yedizroim, so that doesn't need hechsher mayim. That is a halacha. That's enough in halacha. This doesn't need hechsher. And that's why the Torah was specific when it spoke about the din of hechsher. It mentions zroim, which zroim have this uniqueness that it ain't soifu letame tume chamura. Vashmina, davo gav de kaimulam b'meseches nide. Mas roim shein soifu letame tume chamura. It's zrichen hechsher. Af ko shein soife le tame tume chamura, prat le nibles oif toyo she soife le tame tume chamura im ochlom. So since there's a potential to be an avatume, so it's not dum yedis roim, so this nibles oif toyo will be mekabel tume b'mesheret, for without hech shemayim, that's the din. The vikir ain't zrich hech shel tame tume soichlem, so the chiddush is davke soifoi. If it has a potential of being metame tume chamure, avol tchilosoi. But if you had an eva minachai, which when it was an eva minachai, it was metame tume chamure, kihai. And now you cut off the bosa from the eva. So now the bosa, it had a history of being metame tume chamure, but now it can't be metame tume chamure. A bosa that's cut off from an eva minachai is not metame at all. Aber Trilose, kihai de Trilose, tome tume chamure, vein zoifel le tome tume chamure, mishepirish, zorich herrscher, you need herrscher. So that is the chiddush, that is the chiddush of Rav Meir. Hukshru means that you need herrscher, and they became mukshir to the Dmei Ashrite. That's what I could say. So Rav Yechon said, no, Rav Meir holds Ein Shrita is a nipple, and the Shrita is matter, the Eiver and the Bosser, and it's not, there's no Tuma on it whatsoever. That's what Rabbi Yochanan was Mechadish. Yeah. Zogte Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Yosef, Nekoite Rav Yitzchak Ba Yosef Biyodcho. Omar Rav Yosef, That Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef said, that Rav Yochanan holds that afilu Rav Meir is moide by an Eivar HaMedudu, the Shchita Einay Oisei Nippel, and the Shchita is Metairet. That was the second member. That's what Rav Yosef Bar Yitzchak said. That's the emissary Pshat in Rav Yochanan. The Rabbi Baba Chone Koi Kevosi, Rabbi Baba Chone also holds like that. The Sanya, we learned that by Raisa. ובוסר בסודה טרייפה לא יסייך אלו. להובי, this pasuk is coming to teach us, ha'ever v'ha'bosor ha'medudolim b'behema u'b'chaya u'b'oif v'shochton she'hein asurim. Now we have a baraisa that says that a pasuk is coming to tell us if you have an ever ha'medudol and you shechted the animal, it's also pa'lishechelu, it's also b'achilu. ואומר רבי בר ברכונה, אומר רבי יוחנן, אין בהם אלו מצווס פרויש. So רבי בר ברכונה, אומר רבי יוחנן, says, it's an אסמך that you're allowed to eat it. מדרבונן, you're not allowed to eat it. So ממילא, so now, רבי בר ברכונה, אומר רבי יוחנן, said, that before we were מפרפל, if the שחיטה is מתייר the איבר, Yechana said, it's metayr, shchitayne oisei nipple, it's metayr. It doesn't have tumas eva minachai. So the Moses says, it's ichrazoi. Rabbi Baba Yechana says, you're allowed to eat it. That what the Baraisa said, you're not allowed to eat it. That's a smach the Baalme. But minatayr, you're allowed to eat it. So if you're allowed to eat it, it's ichra doesn't have tumas nevela. So this memre that Rabbi Yechana had said, the second member of Rabbi Yochanan, that shchita eine oise nipple, I feel according to Rabbi Meir. It's, you see, Rabbi Baba Chana said this, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Nekoit Rabbi Yitzchok b'yotcho, the Omar Mishmei de Rabbi Yochanan. Haker moidim Rabbi Meir, also moidim shem shchita oise nipple. V'lai tehede lishnu yelishne damrinem bereish Rabbi Yochanan divrei hako shchita oise nipple. Before there was the one mahalos to say Rabbi Yochanan shchita oise nipple. Don't, that's zikha not true. The fakert, everyone knows that shchita ein oise nipple. The rabbi baba chone koi kevose mishmei de Rabbi Yochanan. And he says, ein bohen isa lav shalei v'min achai. Elo mitzvah sproish ba'alme midarabonam. וקרא אסמכת בעלמה. עלמה אין שחיטה עושה ניפול. So we see clear, אין שחיטה עושה ניפול, נצמטרת אפילו באכילה, מדרבונון, it's also. Just some light thinking for a minute, the שחפן זן המחלויקס, הפויסקים, so we have now הלוכה like this, a person שחטת הבהמה, there's an איבה המדולטו. You שחטת, so מן התוירה, it's kosher, you'll out eat it. Not even minachai. Midarabonon, the Rabbonon said it's even minachai. It's even minachai. Yiburin asmachta. So now there's a shaila, is a yid allowed to give this to a goy? Even minachai is also to a goy. A goy is not mitzvun the Rabbonon, so it's not an even minachai. It's a kosher, it's geschafft, it's not an Eivim Minachai, the Rabbonon, but guys, I mean, Rabbonon, the Leisoso was said on the Yidin, not on the Goyim, we don't have to listen to the Rabbonon. So, the Goy is Icha, Ocheirem, we'll see in a minute. So there's a Shaila, but is a Yid Oivel if Naiva? By me, it's an Eivim Minachai. Rabbonon said it's an Eivim Minachai. He said a Postik. So, look, it's a machlokes, rishonim. The smacks that there is an isal, evil, if they evil, they see them mikshul, and others say that this, you're not allowed to give it to God, and others say you're allowed to give it to God. So I thought, perhaps, the machlokes, I don't know if this is true, but perhaps you can say this, that all the time, by all the suri the rabbonon, you saw this an isal gavre. I mean, the mishalakum. Mishalakum is not, it's not osur, it's kosher. A guy cooked it. A guy cooked glatt kosher meat. So the rabbonah said, you're not allowed to eat it, but it's not, it's kosher meat. Chazal said now to use the paddles, but the emerson, it's only dinim on the gavre. It's not be'etzim treifer meat, because it's taka kosher. But here could be we have an asmachta. And a smachta is not pshat that Chazal made a gzeir, and then he said, oh, let's see if we can find a remez in the Torah. It works, there's a ritva neirevin, a ritva rosh Hashanah that works the other way around. And a smachta was a message to Chazal
that Chazal should, the Torah didn't want to ask it, but this is, this shows Ratzon Hashem, the Rabbeinu Shlomo wanted that Chazal should ask it. So it could be that's the Machloikis, the Smak and the other Rishonim. That since it's Asmachta, this Asmachta says that it's and Eivar Hamedudu Midarabonon, we say Shchita Oise Nipple, the Shchita does not help on the Eivar, so it's an Eivar Minachai, so Midarabonon it's an Eivar Minachai, I have to be done that it's a din in the Hefze. So I'm not allowed to give it to a Goy, because by me it is a din Eivar Minachai, I'm not allowed to give it to a Goy. And the others could be holding it as I could be that's the machlokes. Fine. Yosef, Rav Yosef, came to Rav Huna. Rav Yosef was sitting in front of Rav Huna, and Yosef came. He said, "Oh, remember, Om Rav Yehuda, Om Rav, Ochloi Lozeh, you ate an Eiver Hamedudu like it." So Lachaira would seem that Rav holds. Not like Rabbi Yochanan, that ain't behen isa lav ela mitzvahs proish. Rab holds, it's a real limud. And Eva medudu, shrita isa nippo. Omele yahume rabona. So Rabbi Yosef is saying this over, b'shem of Yudam Rab. Omele yahume rabona, leisatzisu lei. Don't listen to him. Hochi oma Rav Yitzhak bar Shmuel bar Marte mishmei de Rab. That Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marte b'shmei de Rav ochlo lo ze ein eloike. So they said b'shem Rav that you don't get malchus weist ois shchite ein eois in nipu and it's kosher min ha-teire. Om alei Rav Huna, so now Rav Huna had a dilemma. Anan aman nismoich. Who should I have? Rav Yosef tells me Rav Yudom Rav said that you like it. And he says, and Hume Rabbonon says, don't listen to him. The you are not like, I have a member of the Rav said, ain't he like him? Amalei Rav Huna anan aman nismeich. Who should I rely on? It's a bit of a geschäft over here. Adrinu Rav Yosef la'apei. So Rav Yosef turned around in anger, and he said, you a machlekes, you don't know what to listen to. Omalei my kushe. There's a problem. Ki omri ano, that what I said b'shem Rav is yoloike. Ki omri ano b'mise do isen nipul. Ki omar iyu, he's talking about b'shchite daini no isen nipul. Zogt Rashi. Ochlo zaiva medudu ain eloike. The mitzvah's praish ba'almahu. Adrino bekas, ki amarano de loike mishameva minachai bemise, de oise nippo. And Vashmine Rav, and Rav is coming to tell us to loike misham nebei, le masrinim bei, that what, a miso oise nippo, and you loike alzeva minachai. And Rashi shita is that by Hasro you have to mention, you can't say it's awesome in a Torah, you have to mention with Shlav. Vashmine Rav de loike misham nebei, le masrinim bei, le mishameva minachai. And Memele, Rav holds Taka Misa Isenipo. And this member of Rav is speaking about Shchita and Shchita Einei Isenipo.